you know, taking out this time. I know right now on the time difference you're working, and so I'm really grateful that you could take out this time so we can have this chat.
No problem, my pleasure.
Thank you. And everyone out there who's listening thank you for tuning in again. And we have Ruke Yvonne Akpoveta with us today. And I'm just going to read her bio to you, you know, first of all, introduce her, and then we'll take it from there, okay? So, Yvonne Ruke Akpoveta is, by the way, I've known Ruke since we were like, God knows how old.
10, 11.
So many years, okay. Okay, so this lady that I've known for like how many, I mean, almost 30 something years now. Gosh.
Yes, like literally something. Before we start aging ourselves on camera, yes.
Exactly, you know. Well, you know, but it's okay.
But let's just say 30 something.
Yeah. She's a change strategist and advisor and founder of the Change Leadership. Yvonne is a change, and change leadership advocate with over 20 years of experience helping executives, professionals, and organizations to navigate and transition through change, most especially in today's disruptive environment. So we really need to hear her today. She's genuinely passionate about change and has worked with a broad range of organizations globally, including RBC, TD, Deloitte, Loblaws, and JP Morgan Chase, to lead and manage the strategic, technical, and regulatory change initiatives. Her experience in leading and managing change with these organizations, also coupled with her exposure to global and diverse business environments, have equipped her to be proficient in thinking outside the box and helping her clients increase return on investments. She is the founder of the Change Leadership, a series of events and conferences focused on preparing leaders, change professionals, and organizations to better respond to change in today's fast-paced and disruptive business environment, and in so doing, positively impact and benefit their surroundings, communities, and economy. She holds a BSc Honours in Business Information Technology and Marketing from London Guildhall University, an MBA from Warwick Business School, England, and a Change Leadership Certificate from Cornell University. She works closely with executives and professionals to provide coaching and advisory to help them more effectively lead and drive change in their organizations. She's a published author, an inspirational speaker, and a change catalyst. So just before we go on, I have one of her books that I read, and there's a book that I love so much in this book. Oh my goodness. Okay. Okay, so, tell us more about you that is not on your bio. I didn't
read
that today.
Okay, let me add to the global experience. So when we say global experience, I'm a proud, you know, employee and worker from Nigeria as well. I know there are some companies there, but Philips Consulting, I worked with Philips Consulting extensively. So worked on projects like Delta Government, CBN, even B-Mobile before it changed its name, you know. So really done a lot globally, and definitely Nigeria plays a big role in what my experience is today, because even in that environment I was leading change. So having that global experience to, you know, being in England leading change and doing change projects, being in North America doing it, being in Nigeria, Africa doing it, definitely has helped. So I'm a believer in that everything you have comes together to mold and make you who you are. So very proud to have developed my experience and molded my life, you know, from having lived in all of these different countries and continents. It plays a very big role, you know, in what I do and what I've been able to achieve.
Amazing. So, Ruke, we're in a very disruptive era right now, right? So we didn't plan for this change globally. It's really affecting people. And I mean, we have to stay at home. Most organizations, even in Nigeria, are not even prepared for this lockdown, right? And also individuals as well are not prepared. So we found ourselves in situations where we very uncharted situations, you know, yeah. And some people are confused, some people are not even handling it very well. So what would be your, change strategist, right? What would be your words to people in this time for businesses and also for, you know, individuals?
For businesses and individuals, there's some similarities and maybe some differences. But if we talk about some of the similarities, I'll say the first thing is pause. You know, how we would have prepared for this type of change comes way before now. So one of the things that we talk about and I'm a big advocate of is preparing to lead and respond to change. So meaning we have to do a lot of work before now, because the people who are able to flourish now are people who have put things in their organizational systems, in their lives, or put something of what of a cushion around them that will help sustain them through this period. And like I mentioned to a friend the other day, that while we have to eat now and enjoy life now, we have to chop remain for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So you find that organizations who are flourishing are organizations who had business continuity planning, organizations who were thinking about the future and thinking everything doesn't start and end now. How can I plan for the future of work? Mm-hmm. You know, something about the future of work. We say the future of work is now. The future of work, before the pandemic, we're talking about the future of work as something that was going to happen in a few years' time. Mm-hmm. Now, the pandemic has escalated the future of work to now. So organizations who were already thinking about the future of work are now better able to respond to the change because they were thinking about the future of work. Organizations too, or individuals, let me say, who were also paying attention to certain things that were happening. Let me use a very, very basic example, and I'm sure all of us went through this experience. When we started hearing about China, having this pandemic, some of us said, it's China, it's very quiet. I remember it happened around December-ish, and I was actually on a trip in Nigeria around December, and I was coming back and I was like saying, I'm sure it won't affect me. This thing shouldn't affect me as I'm traveling, no. But it's still far away, it's China, it just started. And there were many people with that mindset. But there were some people like, it's happening in China? What do I need to start doing now? Maybe what if it comes to us here in Canada or comes to us here in Nigeria or whatever part of the world? Am I prepared to respond to this change? So some people are very perceptive and some people are not. And then even when we saw that it started happening around us, I take for instance me, that I call myself a change strategist. A friend of mine said, oh, her husband has said maybe they should start doing grocery shopping and stockpiling and stocking the house on groceries. I said, what is it now? Not that necessary. So I remember doing this silly stockpile. If you need to see my cart was like just a whole load of things that my friend laughed at me. She said, organic chicken, fruits, frozen fruits for your smoothies. She was looking at my cart and was just laughing at me. Girl, I knew what to stop her when they told us lockdown. My cart was very different from when I was still thinking they may tell us to lock down. So that is how some organizations are. Some people are very anticipatory, and that's what's very important for change. You have to anticipate change, whether in your life or even in your career. You have to anticipate change. In your career, you have to start looking, what are some of the things that are happening around me? How do I need to make myself more effective? So some people now, they're thinking, I'm no longer relevant. And some people are still very relevant because of the way they've been able to respond to change quickly. Some people never could use Zoom, and some people are using Zoom. That's just a basic example. And even if we put pandemic aside, let's think about fourth industrial revolution. Let's think about AI. Let's think about robotics. All of those things play a big role and a big factor into the changes that are happening now. And people who were responding to that are doing a better job, because in some of these things, they're starting to use bots. Some jobs that we thought would never be affected by technology are being affected by technology. Legal field, lawyers, accounting, medicine, everything, all of those. they are beginning to use those things, and people who were already thinking and adapting themselves to it can better respond to these changes. But if you leave yourself to say, oh, it's not me, not now, it still seems so far away, it can't affect me, that's what's going to end up being your downfall. So I would say being anticipatory is very, very key in order to be able to know how to respond to some of these changes. And then we come back to, okay, there's no way we could have known about the pandemic. No way. Let's forget that George Bush warned us about this. Let's forget that Bill Gates warned us about this. Let's forget that there were so many other people that were raising the voice after SARS to say something like this could happen, and if it happens, are we prepared? Let's forget they all said it, because people say we could not have imagined.
But
you find that until people are in a crisis, they feel very comfortable. And for many of us, even in our careers, in our businesses, we're in our comfort zone. Because things are working well now, we remain in our comfort zone and we don't take action. Until now it becomes a crisis, then we start scrambling. So if you're in a situation where now this thing has hit you, whether your business or your career, and you weren't prepared, some people were expecting this, so they had their high side hustle. But even people that had their side hustle has been disrupted by some of these things and their career. So, you know, what can you say? I'll say, if wherever you find yourself now, pause. Pause for a second. Why I say pause for a second is people have the ability, as human beings, survival mode and survival instinct. We have the ability to want to just rush in and scramble. How can I deal with this situation? What do I need to do to fix it? It's human instinct. It's survival instinct to want to immediately start trying to get out of it. So imagine an animal, a caged animal, and we put them in a trap, or we put them in a cage. What's the first thing they do? They start flushing around. How can I get out of here? How can I get out of here? But the first thing we need to do is just pause, and so that we can prepare ourselves to strategize on what next we need to do. And that's where you need to understand, to begin to understand this change. Take some time to understand this change. What does this change mean? What does it mean for my career? What is happening globally? How is it affecting globally? How is everything going online? Everything is going online now. What are the businesses that I need? You know what my mom always told me, like how many donkey years ago, I don't even think she remembers telling me. She said, if there's any business you need to be in this world, that no matter what happens, you will still survive, is food.
Anything food.
Anything food, because people who always want... People want it. Okay, so I mean, the restaurants are food, but restaurants is not the same thing as the food in the market that you would buy or you buy in the grocery stores. But the people who are making it or making a killing now are those people who have the essentials, you know, the essential food commodities to make it. And so when we pause for a bit, we need to start to understand what has been the impact of this change to my business. What has been the impact of this change to my profession? What has been the impact of this change to my career? What has the impact of this change been to my life? And not just doing it as impacts, doing it as, what are the opportunities as well? Because people want to just maybe think, oh, woe betide me. But you know what? Well, what are the opportunities that are available to you? I mean, personally, there has been some impact to my own business and my own organization, but I'm diversified. And that's what I would always advise everybody to do, to have some type of diversification. You know, a lot these days we talk about diversification of your investments. So you look at your investment portfolio and you diversify, you put some in this, some in that, you know, in different types of things, the ones that are high risk, low risk, the ones that are easily accessible, and the ones that are locked in. And that's how we need to start to think about our business and our careers in terms of how diversified is it. I don't mean diversified that you do like 100 things, because they say jack of all trades makes you a master of none. So that's where you have to think strategically. So, you know, can I do an online course with what it is I'm doing? Can I do speaking with what it is I'm doing? Can I do consulting with what it is that I'm doing? Can I do in-person programs? Yeah. Can I do coaching? I'm just talking from my example.
Exactly.
Because I had a diverse portfolio to doing what I was doing, it's made me continue to be effective. So we had to cancel our conferences and our in-person events. And we had to quickly pivot to be able to do some other things and offer some other things. But by the grace of God, you know, some of the consulting I was doing is still bringing in income. And there's some businesses, no matter how diversified you were, nothing is happening, you know. And this is where you have to really stop and strategize and say, what can I do for the next period? And what some organizations are doing right now is adding value to their customers and their clients, because the value you add to your customers and clients that may not be income generating, that is what makes them remember you and be more committed to you, or more dedicated, or be more loyal as a customer, so that when you are ready to rebound, they're still there for you.
They're still there for you, yes. Very important.
You know, I know an organization, you know, over here who for some reason had thought, you guys are so big and so popular, you need to have an e-commerce site. But they were so comfortable with the fact they had so many, so much business flowing in through the doors that they didn't have an e-commerce site. They can't sell online. So I've been looking at it, okay, let me see how you guys are going to do in this period. And I've seen them emails to their customers. They didn't suddenly say, I have nothing to send to sell. Because I have nothing to sell, that meant they weren't contacting their customers. They found ways to give them ideas, DIY ideas they can do in the house, just different tips, and they continue to remain connected to them. Miss, where I wouldn't even have thought about them in the past, they're front and center of my mind. So even though you might not have anything that is revenue generating for you, you still have the opportunity to look for ways to add value to your customer base so that you're top of mind when this all ends. And start to think about ways that you can just do something else with your business. And with your career as well, this is a good opportunity to now to say, what are the top... The WE Forum, it talks a lot about some of the new skills that are going to be more relevant in the fourth industrial revolution and in the future. And with all of this disruption, you need to start to pay attention to some of the changes that are happening now and how it's affecting your role. So all of those things, you need to bring it together. And it's not just having this information. Then you need to quickly get out of pause. Because I did say pause, I didn't say pause forever, but you need to quickly get out of and respond to the change. So now you have to quickly embrace the change. You have to start to, you know, get people on board with you. You have to be quick to adapt to the change and see what is it that I need to do. I could go on, but let me just stop there. That's one long-winded answer.
But it was, I mean, it's interesting because you brought out certain, areas that people would not even have thought about, right? And it's so important because, I mean, when we're looking at the fourth industrial revolution, you know, we're looking at change, and we're saying diversify your offerings as an individual and even organizations. You must diversify your offerings now because you need to go to where, you know, is not really affected by the COVID, which is online. You know, that's the space. So that means that you really need to really step out of the box, you know, and think about how you can turn things around and still offer what you offer, but probably in a different way, you know. So there's so much to think about. And I like what you said about pausing, because pausing means, like, don't even fret. Just stop and just take a deep breath and then, you know, begin to think, because then you get clarity, you know. And it's amazing. And of course, it brings me to your book. See, I've even written some notes there. Why I brought this part up, right, is because you talked about picture in your book, the power of picture, okay? That's power of imagination. And right now, people can't really see past the COVID, right? And so they're in the storm right now. And it's so difficult to see past that storm. Some people don't even have, I mean, have lost their jobs, can't see past it. Even organizations, I mean, they can't really see clearly, but all they're doing is that we're just coasting. So all they're seeing is coasting in the storm. They're unable to see themselves out of the storm. Using the power of picture right now, you know, what would you advise us? How would you advise us to picture a future? Because the future, you know, you talked about the future of work, right? Now, the future of work has actually come to us. But now, yes, but now you need to see past the storm. How do we see past the storm?
Great question. It starts with mind. It starts with the mindset. I can tell you how to see it, but you will never see it if your mind is not in the right place to see it. So you have to be able to, when you pause, take out every negative thing, empty yourself of the negative, because there's so much around us. And I'm not going to lie, if you're thinking of how you're going to have your next meal tomorrow, how can you be thinking about even the future? You know, I feel it's a luxury for us to be thinking about even so many things in the past when there's so many things facing us in the present. If a child is crying out of hunger and everything, and you're saying think in the future. So I say this to say that and recognize that everybody is in a different place right now. Everybody's in a different place and need. So recognize that. Once we're able to recognize that, I want to encourage those people that are at that place where it's difficult to see out of the see beyond today, to say that cream rises to the top.
Oh, I like that.
Cream rises to the top. Yeah. You know. So regardless of where you find yourself now, and that's always been my mantra, regardless of where you find yourself now, know that this too shall pass.
Yes.
This situation we're going through shall pass. It doesn't seem so, but it will pass. And why you need to pause right now and start to imagine something different is because in imagining something different, you now bring into your life the power and the law of attraction. And that is what picture is all about. If you can visualize where it is that you want to go and clearly imagine it and say that regardless of where my situation is right now, this is where I want to go. And that's why you need to empty yourself of the negative and start to fill your mind with the positive in terms of where it is you want to go. And then when you begin to see where it is that you want to go, then you begin to attract those things into your life. And, you know, there might be one person saying that you just think it and it starts to happen. No. Again, it comes to the power of the mind. And, you know, I talk a little bit more about it in my book.
Yes.
Now, when you begin to see a picture and a vision of where you want to be, then you begin to see the opportunities. But if you don't see a vision and a picture of where it is that you want to be, you will not see the opportunities, even if they're staring you in your face. Because you can go into a room now and you can just be like, oh, woe betide me, oh, this is the end of the world, oh, this is all of that. And because you are thinking like that, you haven't opened up your mind to whatever opportunities are. So you don't even see if somebody is on the news or if somebody is talking about that great deal. So say, for instance, you've taken a pause, you started to paint a picture that, you know, post this pandemic, you know, I want to start to explore virtual reality, or I want to start to explore something to do with AI, or I want to explore, you know, online business or drop shipping, or you pick something you want to focus on. When you pick it, then you begin to see all of a sudden all the opportunities around it. You enter a room, somebody is talking about drop shipping, or somebody is talking about virtual reality, or someone is talking about AI, or someone is talking about how to set up an online thing. Your mind is tuned onto that because you have already begun to visualize what it is you want to do, and it's in your mind and it's in your headspace. Simple example. The minute you decide you want a red car, what do you start to see everywhere?
I start seeing red cars everywhere. The law of attraction.
That's what law of attraction is, because it's in your mind, you now become more conscious about it. So that's why we have to be conscious to what it is that we really want. And then we start to see the opportunities, and then we start to leverage those opportunities to get us to where it is. So yes, you know, there's no how about it. We are going to be faced with the challenges we have, but that's the difference between organizations who are flourishing now and organizations who are struggling. The organizations did not only focus on the present, they also focused on how do we prepare for the future? How do we have a business continuity plan? How do we have a fund for emergencies that we can pull on? You know, we hear every day in our individual lives, have an emergency fund, but you know, we want to tie that gear. We want to carry that bag. And there's nothing wrong with it, you know? Let me tell you a story and just expose myself now to the entire world. Just before this pandemic started, I gone into one of these designer shops and I'd seen a bag that I really liked, and I said, oh, my birthday's coming up next month, so I'm gonna treat myself to the bag. You know, I haven't treated myself in a few years, because I treat myself every 2 to 3 years, maybe to a nice bag. I think every 2 to 3 years.
Every you think.
Okay. You know, so I went into the store, I said, I'm gonna get myself this bag. And they ordered it for me. Thankfully, they ordered it. They didn't have it in stock, but they ordered it. And when I went and I picked it up, I wasn't feeling it anymore. But why I wasn't feeling it was, all of a sudden too, there was all this pandemic crisis happening. And then I said, girl, are you going to be putting this on your head and credit on your head and purchasing this thing just because you want to treat yourself when you're getting into a pandemic and you have to ensure that you have all the resources available to you? So I'm a very big believer in, before you buy luxury goods, before you buy designer goods, before you buy frivolous things, I know we always want to treat ourselves and we say, I can't come and kill myself, Jare.
We live just once.
Like, I don't know if you saw this meme that said, my neighbor who bought a 300,000 naira phone came to come and meet me to ask me, was it for salt? Download the salt from your phone now. You know, you're going up and there buying expensive things, but now you can't afford to buy this thing. So before we start to buy these expensive things, let's also say, do we have an emergency fund? They tell us all the time, have 3 months savings, have 6 months savings, and it applies to businesses as well. I know it's difficult to do, but those organizations who have like a 3 months emergency fund, a 6 months emergency fund, or even individuals and professionals who have a 6 months emergency fund, 3 months emergency fund, they have the time now to pivot.
Yeah.
And the reason why we've always talked about emergency fund is because nobody knows tomorrow. So I'm a big believer in living moment to moment, but I'm also a big believer in that we pray every day that God will give us life. And if we're praying every day that God will give us life, and we're doing everything to be healthy and sustain ourselves, are we preparing for that time that we're also praying and believing and working towards having? So it's you have to find the critical balance.
Amazing. Gosh, okay, we've almost run out of time. And you've kept some amazing, again, amazing insights into how to deal with this situation. It's really tough, you know, but like they said, you must just empty your mind of all the negative, you know, negative thoughts. And one of the things that I know that also helps you to empty your mind, you know, negative thoughts, is what you read, what you watch, you know, what you listen to. So there's so much information out there, the fake ones, the sensational ones, you know, and it's now time to filter.
It's time to filter. Yeah. And you know, in the book there, I talk about environment.
Yes.
And when I talk about environment, I say environment is what's not just where your location, where you are living or where you are working. It's who you surround yourself with. It's what you surround yourself with. It's what you let into your mind. Yes. You know, when this pandemic started, don't get me wrong, we have a channel here, there's a 24 hours news channel. Oh Lord, it was on for the first week, you know, like every day I'm listening to it. And I got to one place, I cannot listen to this anymore. I can't listen to it, but I know that it was important in my line of business to keep up to date on terms of what's happening out there. So what did I do? I just set times aside to say, in the morning, I listen to the news to understand what has happened in the last few hours since I was asleep. And then sometime later in the afternoon, I check, is there anything new?
Yeah.
Listen to it for a very short period. And I may or may not listen to it before I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know that when I'm sleeping, I'm strategizing. How will I do this? How will I do that? I'm seriously all work in my brain. My brain is hyperactive. So I definitely try not to listen to news before I go to bed. But truly, we need to surround ourselves right now with so much positivity. And there has never been a time like this where there's so much free information. We thought information was free before, but right now in this pandemic, I don't know about you, I receive like almost 3 emails daily telling about this free event, this free online seminar, this free this. There's so much information.
Overload. Information overload right now.
You know what? It can be a formation overload, but the person who is smart is the person who will look at it and say, which one can I take?
Exactly.
Because we have to be careful that in the information overload, we don't throw our hands up in the air and we give up and say, you know what, it's too much information, Jerry, let me go and watch Netflix. You know, we have to also, we can't throw the baby out with the with the bathwater.
Absolutely.
You know, as much as there's this information overload everywhere, believe me, my inbox is full with webinars that I've signed up to and the recordings that I still need to go and listen to. But there's this person that I follow faithfully every 7 a.m. For 30 days. I listen to him because he adds value.
That's very critical. Exactly.
That's what I'm doing. And that's where I'll recommend people that once they understand this change, they understand what they want, they have a huge awareness of what it is, you are now better able to sift through all of that information that you're receiving. Because if all that information is coming, it's like overload. But in that overload, if you now see like having a picture, we spoke about having a picture and you say it's something to do with AI. Yeah. Once you see the title to do with AI,
you know that you get on.
If you are trying to say, I want to do an online course, if you see something that says how to set up an online course, your mind just triggers and you pick it up. So in the midst of all this overload, there are germs there. There are things that are very valuable and important. So having a clear mind and having a clear picture of what it is that we want will help us identify what is useful in all of that.
In all of that, yes. Amazing. And you really hit on it. You just need to have a picture of what you want. That's the only way to go. And that's the only way you'll be able to navigate through all the information, you know, overload.
Exactly. You know where you're going. If you see this one, you're like, I don't know if it's the right one, but let me pack this information first as I'm going. You see this one, you say, nah, it's not it.
Exactly.
You know, but it definitely helps you make better decisions in terms of what it looks like. And one of the things that I want to say is that if you have a vision board, you know, a vision board is a great idea. I created a vision board, and my vision board, thankfully, was for 2021. So it was for 2020 and 2021 because that's how I visualize it. I was clear that it wasn't all going to happen in 2020, thank God. But I kind of like had the plan saying going into 2021, this was what I wanted. And a vision board is long term. People need to remember that.
Yes.
And when this pandemic started, I saw a comment somebody made and said, oh, that's a vision board out of...
No, it's not out.
I was not, because, you know...
Out.
It says a vision is yet for an appointed time.
Though it tarries,
wait on it. It will come.
Absolutely.
So whatever vision that you have strategically set for yourself, you may have to pivot. You may have to change things, but it doesn't change that vision. It
doesn't change the vision at all.
You know, so though it tarries. It's taking time. Wait on it. know. So we'll have a vision. Don't throw your vision out of the window, because your vision for your life, your dream for your life has been birthed from the depths of you.
Exactly.
And you cannot let pandemic throw it out of the window and for you to think that it's no more relevant and it's no more useful. Pandemic shall pass. Mm-hmm. As long as it's life and hope. That's my thought.
Exactly. Oh, Rukia, we've come to the end. You've just been amazing. Thank you so much for the shares, for the nuggets. Everyone out there, this is something to listen to replay and listen to again, you know, so that you know exactly how to chart your way out of this COVID-19. Okay, so Rukia, thank you so much. It's been wonderful having you. And I'm definitely looking forward to having you again, you know. And everyone, this is a book to have. I mean, you heard Rukia, she talked about all the stuff. And I wouldn't just put a book up if I didn't read it. This book actually, you know, changed my life at a certain time that I needed to picture. And that's why I always went back to that part. Picture is so important, you know, in our lives now, even in a crisis, and we're not in a crisis. You know, you need to be able to have a picture of where you want to be, where you see yourself, where you want to go, you know. And then of course, like she mentioned, the attraction begins to come towards you. It's like the universe just, you know, arranges everything and begins to, you know, put those things in your path. Your path as well. So please, you know, pick up that book. It's an amazing book, the change you want to see. And we're in a change situation right now, so pick it up. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. And enjoy the rest of your day. I know you have to get back to work. So thank you so much for the time you come.
Oh, no. I definitely have some time. Very respectful of my time, so thank you. You know, I'd set aside some time for this, you know. And I definitely appreciate you inviting me on. And this was really very casual, you know, having to chat with you and share something that I'm deeply and sincerely passionate about is just a joy for me. It's an absolute joy for me to be able to do that. So thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Okay, so ciao. Ciao so much. Okay, bye.